It's now been 3 weeks since my last meeting with Birch. Ever since then, he's actually taken a major interest in my safety and care, and once in a while I'd get a call from him just to see how I was adjusting to things, which thrilled me because my new guardians lived several miles away from where my old home was, so I was unable to continue my lessons. I never let that stop me from practicing my music, though. My new guardians even let me play with their old piano to practice it, a really nice gesture, even considering the fact the piano was a bit out of tune. It's hard to believe I've been through so much in such a short time, but I don't think I could have ever gotten through it if it weren't for Birch. He really did care about me a lot, and that made me feel quite happy to think about. I woke up one bright and sunny Saturday to something I really hadn't expected to hear. My alarm is set in a way that the radio kicks on when it's time for me to wake up. But when it kicked on, I was really surprised to hear not just a song by Birch, but it was the song that I wrote. I quickly jumped out of bed listening to it. It really did make me smile, mostly because I didn't realize Birch thought it good enough to put it out on the radio. My song, and he'd actually gotten it played. I couldn't believe it. It was right then I decided to do something to show an appreciation for what Birch had done. I got out of bed, turning off the radio after the song had ended, and got dressed. After breakfast, I rushed into the music room and started immediately putting together a song. It took me around an hour to come up with the music, and another hour afterward to come up with the words for it. I'd even learned how to write music properly now, so it looked very well put together. Now I had the task of actually getting to the studio. Yeah, I know I could have asked my guardians to take me, but a part of me thought it might show how dedicated I was to see Birch if I rode there on my bike. I then got online, getting the directions I'd need to get to the studio from my home. It looked like it was going to be just under a 25-mile bike ride. Long, yes, but it was going to be worth it. I told my two guardians that I was going to go out and visit my music teacher. Neither of them really seemed to mind it, as long as I was back before dark. I then headed outside, my new song in my backpack, along with a couple sealed cans of pop in the front pouch. I then unlocked the bike from the side of the house, got on it, and began riding. It took me nearly 2 hours and several breaks, but I'd finally made it back to the studio. By now it was about 1:30 in the afternoon. I hid my bike behind the bush I used to use. I actually found myself having to stand at the door for a few minutes just to catch my breath. When I was finally ready, I rang the doorbell, just as I had always done.
Wally, what are you doing here?
Hey, Birch. Thought I'd come visit. I missed you.
Come in, please.
I stepped inside, closing the door behind me. When I did, I got a firm hug from Birch.
It's good to see you again, Wally. How are you?
I've been adjusting all right. It's been really hard the first few days, though. Child Protective Services pulling me from my home and Dad being on court order to attend AA meetings really shook me up at first. It's been difficult getting used to not seeing him every day, but I do still talk to him on the phone once in a while.
How's he handling it?
He wasn't too happy at first. He was in denial about his drinking, never really thinking he was as bad as they say he was. But after being caught on tape drinking more than 2 cases of beer in a single day, he started to see their point, and pretty much the day after I was taken away, he decided that going to the meetings might be a good idea, since he was told that'd be the only way he'd see me again.
And what about you? How's your new family?
My new guardians are really nice. They've been really supportive of me, offering kind words whenever I needed them, and generally just being there for me when I needed comfort. They took me to a real nice steak restaurant the day I arrived, and even let me get a huge piece of apple pie for dessert. Oh, and they're letting me use their old piano so I can keep practicing my music, because I told them how important it was to me. Bit out of tune, though.
Maybe I can come up with something to fix that, Wally. If you recall, I have a second keyboard that doesn't get used often. I could give it to you if you like.
You do that? Thanks, Birch. But I'm not exactly sure how I can get it home. I rode here on my bike.
You did what? Wally, why?
Because I wanted to show you something. When I woke up this morning, I heard something playing on the radio, the song we put together the last time I visited. Can I say, Birch, that I'm honored you thought enough of my music to get it played publicly? You got me thinking about things, and about how much I actually missed the lessons, and the time we spent talking together.
Speaking of which, I was going to wait to tell you this, but I guess since you brought it up, I can let you know. I've started a trust fund for you, Wally. You wrote the song, so I felt you deserved most of the money that came from it.
Birch, thank you. Now I really am glad I came all this way.
It was the right thing to do, Wally. I wouldn't have felt right keeping that from you, knowing that you did most of the work. So what did you want to show me?
I pulled my backpack off my shoulders and carefully pulled the music sheets from it, handing them to Birch. I was so happy hearing that you put my song on the radio that it made me think about how much I appreciated your interest in my talent. I wanted to show you just how far I was willing to go, just so I could have you teach me again, and this idea just came into my head. If you have the time, I'd love to play it for you. Maybe if you think it's good enough, you can try and get it on the radio for me.
Sure, Wally, come on. Let's head back to the studio.
I walked with Birch to the studio and back. When I got inside, I sat at the keyboard and set up the music. With a smile from Birch, I began playing. Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you tonight. There's always times like these when I think of you, and I wonder if you ever think of me. Everything so wrong and it don't belong, living in your precious memories. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you tonight. And I don't wanna let you know I drown in your memory. I don't wanna let this go. I don't. Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way through the crowd. I still need you, I still miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass us by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you. If I could fall into the sky, do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you. If I could just hold you tonight. What do you think, Birch? Is this one good enough to get on the radio?
Wally, my God, you've really gotten good.
You inspire me, Birch. You always have.
But why the determination?
Because you showed me you cared, even when things got bad. Because you showed me it was important. Because you...
Because I showed I loved you.
Yeah. I love you, Birch.
I love you too, Wally. Now, come on, I want to take you out for some ice cream.